Yo, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the Grizz Podcast. Today is Monday, July the 8th, 2019, and I'm coming at you from my home office, aka the Grizz Cave. You know what, guys? One of the number one things that Christian dudes neglect is their physical health and fitness. You know it's true. And dude, I totally understand. I relate to it. I did it for many years. I'm talking like two decades of my life. I neglected my health and fitness, and I suffered for it, not just physically, but even mentally and emotionally. It is just so mysterious how it's all interconnected, body, mind, soul. When one aspect of our life is out of whack, it affects the other aspects of our life as well. You know that it's true. It's just the way our Creator has wired us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are very complex creatures. But I was thinking, man, how as Christ followers, as men who say that they follow Jesus Christ, that they emulate him, that they follow his way of life and his teachings, if that is true, then listen, we should not be fat, out of shape men.
Drop!
That's ridiculous. That's hypocritical, period. You know, gluttony is still a sin. And we are repeatedly commanded in the New Testament to be self-controlled and disciplined men. Self-control is actually a fruit of the Spirit. And many of us, as Christian men and even as Christian leaders, we're not self-controlled with our health and fitness. And I know what some of you are thinking right now, like, dude, I'm concerned with other more deep spiritual things that truly matter, you know, the eternal. Okay, Mr. Theologian, have you not read the freaking New Testament? God tells us in 1 Corinthians 3 that our physical bodies are God's temple, where his Holy Spirit dwells. And he goes on to say in that passage, if anyone destroys God's temple, which is your body, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. God also tells us in 1 Timothy 4:8 that physical exercise is of some value. Yet, with most Christian men, even Christian leaders, you would never know that. You can't tell that physical exercise is of any value to them. Look at them. And I could say, look at me over the last 20 to 30 years. Jeez.
Yeah, we know.
Health and fitness is not a priority for most Christian men, and it should be. They eat and they drink whatever they want, as much as they want, whenever they want, and they hardly do any sort of physical exercise. Even, quote unquote, Christian leaders, the ones who are supposed to be the main examples for us to follow, including myself. My brothers, this should not be. This needs to change. When we are out of shape and unhealthy because of the way that we eat and drink, and because we neglect exercise, and because we neglect taking the vitamins and supplements that we should be taking to help us, you know, perform at an optimal level, dude, it's embarrassing. It's a horrible example to unbelievers. We look like lazy, undisciplined men. And I'm not here to put you down. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to make you feel like crap. I'm here to motivate you to change, just as I'm trying to change in this extremely important area of our lives. I want you to be the best man that you can be in every area of your life. I want you to grow. I want you to change, improve, transform, so that you can be around to make a lasting impact in this world for the next generation that's coming. Then you can die, go home to heaven, and hear the Lord say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So for the next few episodes of the Grizz Podcast, I'm going to be talking about health and fitness issues. And to kick it off, I'm going to share with you the vitamins and the herbal supplements that I'm taking daily and why I'm taking them. I'm going to let you know their health benefits. So here we Go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Hey, I mentioned it before, but way back in 2017, I was forced to get serious about my health because I was diagnosed with chronic late-stage Lyme disease. Dude, it flipped my life upside down. I thought a few rounds of antibiotics were going to fix me, but that's just not how it works when you have late-stage Lyme disease and it's been in your body for quite some time. So then I went to multiple medical specialists and I was trying to get fixed, you know what I'm saying? And of course, all they wanted to do is pump me full of this medication and that medication. And listen, I'm not anti all meds. Meds definitely have their place in some situations. But for my situation, the meds weren't fixing me. In fact, in many ways, I was starting to feel worse, and I had new symptoms popping up because of the meds that I was taking, and then my doctors wanted just to give me more meds to help with the symptoms from those meds, and I was just a freaking mess. Many of you know exactly how it goes. One med's side effects often lead you to taking more meds, and it's a dangerous downward spiral. Man, over the last couple years, as I've just looked at the quote-unquote medical system or the healthcare system, I honestly don't believe that most Western docs and Western meds really try to deal with the underlying issues that we're facing, the real problem. They typically treat our symptoms. In America, I have found that what's called quote-unquote healthcare is nothing more, most of the time, it's nothing more than symptom management. So what I did is I had enough. I had enough of all the meds that were making me sick, and then I needed meds for those meds, and then I needed meds for those meds, and I began transitioning to a more holistic, naturopathic way to heal my body. And I began to slowly wean off many of the meds that my doctors and quote-unquote specialists had put me on. And I began doing just a ton of reading in books and listening to a lot of podcasts by qualified medical experts who treated patients with natural, holistic methods, various methods, I won't get into those, vitamins, and also herbal supplements. And I've been walking that path for well over a year now. And I'm certainly not where I want to be health-wise, but I am in a much better place than I was over a year ago when I was just trying to rely on Western meds. And I was also completely ignoring things like my diet, my fitness, and like I said, various self-care healing methods that I want to get into, but I'll save that for another episode. So again, for this episode, all I'm going to share with you is the vitamins and the herbal supplements that I'm taking that I've personally been using to heal myself. And I'm going to let you know what each one of them actually does for me, what their benefits are. And I'm going to run through it really quick, and I'm going to do my best not to make it boring or, you know, scholarly or overly medical. Guys, the main thing I want to get across here with these whole this series on health and fitness is it's time for us to step up and man up in this area. It's time for us to step up and man up with our health and fitness. All right, so let's get right into it. These are the vitamins and herbal supplements that the Grizz uses on a daily basis, and I'm going to tell you why I use them. They're not in any particular order of importance. Last night, I just began grabbing each one of them out of my big igloo cooler. I have all my vitamins and herbal supplements in this huge igloo cooler because I have so many of them. It's crazy. My family makes fun of me. They're like, what the heck? My kids' friends come over and they see me like plop it on the counter and start pulling each one of them out. And they're like, dude, what's wrong with your dad, man? They're like, well, dude, he's got like Lyme disease and he's got other issues. And he's just freaking weird, man. So last night I grabbed the big igloo cooler and I just started pulling them out. So when I list these out for you guys, they're not in any particular order of importance or anything like that. And what I did is I researched again what the benefits are for each one. And this was really good for me because I kind of forgot why I'm taking each one of them. I just know what I'm taking. I know what's in my protocol. And when you're taking over 20 vitamins and supplements plus a couple medications, you're just kind of like, I don't even know why I'm taking this one. Plop. You just take it. You know what I'm saying? Again, guys, all right, listen to me. I'm not implying in any way that you should take every single thing that I'm taking here in my protocol, but you will most likely hear of something that I take and why I take it, and it's going to pique your interest. You're going to want to look into it because you're basically going to be like, dude, I deal with that too. And man, Jay, I didn't know that you had that and that's helping you. And I'm going to look into that. Maybe I'm going to order that. So I'm not implying that you should take everything that I take. And whatever you decide to take, make sure you check with your healthcare professional. Little disclaimer. You need to do that because they know your history. They also know what you're already on. And if it could have any kind of weird, you know, mixing contradiction with whatever you're already on. So you get what I'm trying to say. All right. So the first thing I pulled out of the big igloo cooler was a supplement called ashwagandha. I take ashwagandha 2 times daily at 1300 milligrams. I just like saying it because it sounds like African. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha forever. It is shown to reduce anxiety by relaxing the central nervous system, and it also has anti-inflammatory effects. It protects against cartilage damage, it reduces pain and osteoarthritis, and it reduces the growth of the following cancers. Wait, let me say that again. It reduces the growth of the following cancers, proven scientifically: breast, colon, and lung cancer. Got that from Dr. Josh Axe. In his book, The Keto Diet. Love that guy. And I'll be talking about the keto diet on another episode. Ashwagandha. It is an incredible supplement. And yes, I have had anxiety issues for years. And I didn't know why. Thought I had an anxiety disorder. I would feel jittery, super stressed. I was reading books about anxiety. I went and saw a counselor. I went to a therapist. I was practicing all these relaxation techniques and come to find out that when you have chronic Lyme and it's been in you for a long time, it wreaks havoc on your nervous system. And so this natural supplement is really helpful to me for that. Number two, I take resveratrol, which comes from the plant called Japanese knotweed. And I take this 3 times daily at 1,000 milligrams. It offers exceptional antimicrobial activity. It offers antiviral, anti-candida, and antifungal properties. It disrupts bacterial biofilms. It even crosses the blood-brain barrier, which is the main reason I'm taking it. I'll explain that in a minute. And it's protective of the central nervous system. It is also an anti-inflammatory and supports immune function. And Dr. Bill Rawls, in his book, Unlocking Lyme, says it is very important that you take this if you're dealing with Lyme, mycoplasma, fibromyalgia, and viral infections, as well as things like Bartonella. The fact that it crosses the blood-brain barrier, let me talk about that. When Lyme disease and the co-infections are in you for a while and they cross the blood-brain barrier, you begin to have cognitive issues like memory loss, slurred speech, trouble articulating, all sorts of weird stuff. And I hate it. I hate those symptoms. I deal with that. And I needed something that could cross the blood-brain barrier and help me with that. That's what resveratrol does. The next one, I just started taking this week, is red reishi mushroom powder. It has exceptional immunomodulating and antiviral properties. It is also a potent adaptogen. Adaptogen means that it helps the body adapt to stress and to exert a normalizing effect upon bodily processes. It was extensively studied in Japan for having potential anti-cancer properties. It reduces inflammatory cytokines, and it is useful for calming autoimmune responses. It also helps you improve your sleep. It helps with chronic fatigue. It helps restore adrenal and cortisol functions. It also has cardiovascular benefits and also has liver. It's a liver and heart protector. Learned all that from Dr. Bill Rawls. I take red reishi mushroom powder 2 to 3 times daily at 1,000 milligrams. What I try to do is mix it in with my keto protein shake that I make with a little unsweetened almond milk, a tablespoon of peanut butter, and a bunch of ice cubes, and it's good stuff. Don't worry, I'm going to be talking about that keto diet on another episode. Number 4, turmeric curcumin complex. I take this, dude. I've been taking this for a long time. This is an antioxidant. It's an antioxidant support. But the main thing, listen, it helps with joint pain big time. It helps with joint function, joint mobility. It helps maintain healthy heart and overall cardio system. In a number of lab studies, this blew me away, on cancer cells, it suggests that curcumin has anti-cancer effects. Man, this is a powerful natural supplement. I take 500 milligrams 2 times daily. I used to have horrible pains in my joints, my wrists, my elbows. I was wearing wrist and elbow braces. And I was like, what is going on? This Lyme sucks. And this supplement right here has helped me big time. It doesn't mean I still don't have some off days where I'm like, you know what? I'm taking some Advil. Dude, of course. But I mean, consistently, my joints aching me, I don't deal with that anymore. Number 5, I take Ultra Omega 3 because it decreases inflammation in the body and it supports cell membrane function and it also helps with blood flow. I take Ultra Omega 3 2 times daily at 1,000 milligrams. Number 6, I take vitamin D3, 2,000 IU. All right, I take that twice daily. It has a positive impact on adrenal function and my energy levels, which is good because I deal with chronic fatigue like crazy, like every day. That's why it's chronic fatigue. Number 7, I take vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams 2 to 3 times daily. Because it is a stress-busting nutrient that helps your body bounce back from taxing emotional experiences. It also helps your immune system, and it helps with adrenal fatigue. It is an antioxidant. It is also antibacterial. It protects tissue, and it is very, very, very important for any chronic disease recovery. Number 8. I take coenzyme Q10, I think I said that right, or CoQ10. That is an essential component of cellular energy production. It produces energy within mitochondria, which is inside of our cells. I learned that. It inhibits free radical damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. I take it 2 times a day at 100 milligrams. Number 9, I take acetyl L-carnitine. That's an amino acid that helps me with cellular energy production, and it can combat the effects of aging, which I'm all about that because I'm getting old, and it can combat age-related neurological decline. Yeah, it sucks getting old, dude. It helps with chronic fatigue, and it is also an anti-inflammatory. I take it 2 times a day at 500 milligrams. Number 10, I take magnesium. Lyme disease makes me magnesium deficient, big time. And that leads to muscle cramps, muscle twitching, anxiety, fatigue, insomnia. And magnesium helps me with all of that. It also helps with digestive issues, like if you're constipated. Start taking 3 magnesium pills a day, and you will flow, my brothers, from other mothers. I think I said this already, 100 milligrams 2 to 3 times daily. Number 11, I take ginkgo biloba. It is an antioxidant, and it can fight inflammation. It improves circulation. It helps with heart health. It reduces symptoms of psychiatric disorders, which, you know, I got issues like that, man. You know I do. And even dementia. It can reduce anxiety. It can help with depression. It can help with headaches and migraines. And it can improve even asthma and COPD symptoms. Ginkgo biloba. 120 milligrams. I take it 1 time a day. Number 12, I take milk thistle extract. Main reason, because it helps detox my liver. Because I'm killing off a lot of things in my body with the stuff that I'm taking. And you've got to detox. You got to get it out. And there's various ways to get it out. But the milk thistle extract really helps with that. That's what Dr. Bill Rawls told me in his book, Unlocking Lyme. It is also good for liver protection. It is a potent antioxidant, and it also increases natural antioxidants found in liver cells and has been found to induce regeneration of liver cells. So, milk thistle extract, 1,000 milligrams, 2 to 3 times daily. Number 13, I take vitamin B12. We all need it because what does it do? It makes red blood cells, nerves, DNA, and it helps to carry out a lot of other functions in the body. It helps with fatigue. It helps with difficulty thinking, reasoning, memory loss, weakness. I learned that from this dude from Harvard, Patrick Skurrit. I take vitamin B12 1 time a day, 2,000 mcg. G money. Number 14. I take a multivitamin, but I don't take it once a day. Dude, I take it 3 to 4 times daily. Why do you do that, Grizz? Because the diet that I'm on does not give me every single thing that I need. I'm on a special diet that helps me with my Lyme issues called the keto diet. I'm going to get to that eventually, another episode. A multivitamin is helping me get vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin K, things like calcium, zinc, etc. It's just a lot of stuff that I'm not getting in my diet throughout my day, and you probably are not getting either, but you need it, and it's going to help you perform at an optimal level, a better level, right? That's what you need. Okay. Number 15, I use Berber Panela. Try to take that 2, maybe 3 times a day. I take 20 drops of it and put it in water, let it sit for like a minute, and then I guzzle it down. It is a detox for brain and nerve, like cleansing. I do this one on and off. I'm on it right now for maybe a week to 2 weeks, and then I'll go off of it. I also use, are you ready for this? CBD hemp oil. That's right, and it comes from the marijuana plant. All right, I'm not afraid to say it. I take it 2 times daily, but I go on and off. I'll take it for 2, maybe 3 weeks. I'll take a break from it, and then I may come back to it. I'm kind of just testing it to see how it's working. Is it effective? It can be used for management of pain and also things like anxiety and depression, which I deal with all 3 of those. and it's related to Lyme disease and the co-infections that are in me. And it also, let's see, what was I going to say there? It helps you with your nervous system, and it can also help with your cognitive abilities. So it's getting super popular. It's all natural. I'm not talking about the stuff with the THC. I'm not talking about getting your recreational high on. I'm talking about the purest CBD hemp oil you can get your hands on. But I'm not going to lie to you. The pure stuff ain't cheap, and that's what you want, is the pure stuff. Make sure you get the pure stuff, and you don't get stuff that's got a bunch of just junk in it that could hurt you. Make sure you know who you're getting your stuff from. You know what I'm saying? Your supplier, your dealer. Yeah. Number 17, L-tryptophan is an essential amino acid that helps the body make proteins and certain brain signaling chemicals. Holy cow, what is happening? That is my daughter walking above my head. Sounds like freaking Sasquatch just walked in the house. Anyway, L-tryptophan helps convert those proteins and things into serotonin, which serotonin helps control your mood and your sleep. So L-tryptophan helps with mood and sleep. That's why I take it. Number 18, this is not a supplement. This is kind of a medicine, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I take Alka-Seltzer Gold, but I take it on an as-needed basis. It helps alkalize the body. It helps me when I'm detoxing from a Herxheimer reaction. You can look that up. It's horrible. It's basically when you're killing off the Lyme bacteria, and you got to get it out of your body. But it's not out of your body, so you're having a Herxheimer reaction, and you feel like Hades. Dude, it's horrible. So it helps with things like nausea and when you just feel off, like that flu-like feeling. If you're battling chronic Lyme disease, you need to have Alka-Seltzer Gold. Now, it's hard to find in drugstores, at least the ones around here. I ordered it online. All right, I'm almost done. Number 19, I take stevia because some research shows that this all-natural sweetener could actually help cure Lyme disease. Now, it hasn't done that for me yet, but I put a little bit of it in my black coffee every single day. Number 21, last one, I take a probiotic. 40 billion CFU is the one I just ordered. It supports digestive health. My immune system supports that as well. It promotes regularity, you know what I'm saying. Helps with healthy cholesterol and with repairing my gut from the damage I've done from taking so many harsh antibiotics. So today, I also went and visited my naturopathic specialist, coach, healer, whatever she is. I picked up a couple new supplements that she recommended. We just ran some more testing. And then I had some blood work done last week, got the results today. One of the things I found out was that my red blood cell count is a little bit low. So I'm looking into that, researching, talked to my regular doctor, my general practitioner, but also talking to my naturopath coach about it as well. I also do a lot of my own research because I'm kind of like my general practitioner. You have to be. You got to be in charge of your health, man. You can't let other people, you know, do all the thinking for you. It's possible that the reason my red blood cell count is low is because of a co-infection called Babesia. And so I'm looking into some supplements that I'm going to take to help with that. If the supplements aren't working, I'll go to my general practitioner, and there is some medicine that can help with that. It's really harsh. There can be side effects. I don't want to take it if I don't have to. But I got it. If I have Babesia, which I think I do because a Lyme specialist on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, he called that 2 years ago when he met with me, looked at all my symptoms, tested me. He said, dude, you don't just have Lyme. You're dealing with Babesia for sure. I kind of blew him off, but now I'm not blowing them off at all. But I'm telling you all that because I may have to implement some new supplements. Why am I doing that? Because I'm doing whatever it takes to try to get myself healthy and well, to be fit and healthy. because I believe that's what a Christ follower should do. Our health and our fitness matters big time. When that's off, other areas are off. And dude, more than ever, again, because of me getting this affliction, Lyme disease, my health and fitness is a huge priority in my life. And it should be a huge priority in your life as well. Because what are you going to do? Okay, let me wrap this up. What are you going to do, guys? Are you going to wait till you get diagnosed with something? Are you going to wait till you get diabetes? Are you going to wait till the doctor says, we found a mass on your liver, a tumor? Are you going to wait till you get cancer? Are you going to wait till you have heart disease or you have a heart attack? Are you going to wait till you have a stroke? And then you're going to be like, you know what, man, I got to get serious. I'm going to really start walking. I'm going to change up my diet. Man, I'm really going to look into what vitamins and supplements I should be taking. I'm going to get rid of certain things. I shouldn't be eating and drinking some of these. I mean, what are you waiting for? And then I know what some of you're thinking. You're like, Jason, for all of those things, that must cost some serious money for you to be taking all those vitamins and supplements. Some of those aren't cheap. Yep, you're right. I pay. I make choices not to spend my money on certain things so that I can spend my money on this, because my health, trying to get it back to where it needs to be, that's a priority. And I'm willing to pay the price, because if I don't pay the price now, I'm going to pay the price later. And the same holds true for you. Eating healthy, eating good, healthy, natural, organic things, it's expensive. You know that if you've ever done it. I know that. But I have to think, either I'm going to pay now for that, or I'm going to be paying later with medicine, doctor visits, surgeries, chemo treatments, whatever. I mean, I remember one of the first things, like, I think it was 2 years ago, that my doctor right away was like, you've got to eliminate it right away. I was like, what is it? He's like, white processed sugar. I'm like, seriously? He's like, seriously, you can have very, very little, Jason. He's like, because it'll feed Lyme. And he goes, you know what else it feeds? I said, what? He goes, cancer. He goes, you know what else? It's linked to diabetes. And I was like, oh. He goes, any of those run in your family, Jason? Because he knew they did. I was like, yeah. Okay, my dad had diabetes. My older brother had diabetes. My mom died of cancer. My dad had cancer. My oldest brother died. He had cancer. And he's like, okay, what are you going to do? You're going to wait till you get cancer and then you're going to start making decisions? Or you're going to go try to live a healthy life? The best way, like, the best medicine is prevention. That's what I'm trying to say. Be preventative. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know what? Tomorrow I could wake up and have something weird happen, go to the doctor, and he's like, you got cancer, Jason. It happens. But I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my best to improve my physical health and fitness. And part of that is making sure that my body is getting the right vitamins and supplements that it needs so that it can function at its highest level, optimal performance. That's where I want to be. I'm tired of the chronic fatigue. I'm tired of the chronic joint pain. I'm tired of the chronic nausea, the migraines, whatever. And I'm not content just to be like, oh, well. And I'm not content just to go to a regular doctor and say, med me up. And then come back a month later and say, I need another med because of the side effects of that med. Seriously, man, like all they're doing, like I said many times, is treating symptoms. It's not healthcare. It's symptom management. And I'm sick of it. And there's a better way. Guys, your health, your fitness needs to be a major priority. And it comes back to habits, like I've been mentioning all of 2019. You got to develop good habits. Start small. Take baby steps. Don't go extreme. Dude, maybe you listen to all 21 of these vitamins and supplements that I'm taking, and maybe you're like, man, there's like three of those I know I should be taking. That's good stuff. That would help me because I got some of those same issues, Jason. Then do it. But first, check with your healthcare professional. Make sure it's cool for you to take, you know what I'm saying? Based on what you're already taking, if you're taking anything. But, man, stop being an unfit, unhealthy, fat, out of shape. I don't care. I'm going to eat what I want, drink what I want, because that's not what really matters. I'm focused on the more important things. Or you use that lame excuse, man, you don't know, I work, I got no time for that, I'm so busy. Okay. It's not about that. It's seriously just about choices. The places you go out to eat, it's just about making different choices. It's not about, oh, I can't eat that. It's like, no, eat something different. Eat it a different way. Dude, I had a hamburger today from Five Guys that was delicious. But I ate it in a lettuce wrap. And I changed up what goes on it because I know what my body's sensitive to. Had some mushrooms on there. Had some raw onions. I avoided the tomato because I have to limit that. And had a little bit of mustard on it. I didn't get any Five Guys fries because I'm doing very low carb right now because I'm on the keto diet, which again, I'm going to talk about that soon. And the keto diet is not for everyone, but I know a lot of you are like, what is the keto diet? And I know a lot of you think that's got to be bad for you. And I'm going to just explain to you guys how good for you it actually is. And what the benefits are, what I'm learning about it. Again, it's not for everybody. I'm not saying that, but I'm going to do an episode on that because that's something I'm doing that I believe is helping me feel better with all of my medical issues and things like that. And I've also lost a ton of fat. I've gone from right around 220, I'm down to 197. And it's not because I'm not eating. I'm eating. I'm just eating differently. And I'm eating a lot of high fat stuff and moderate protein. But I'm eating a lot of good fats, healthy fats. We've been programmed to think that all fat is bad. You know, you better get low fat, All you better avoid saturated fat. And we've been lied to. And that's what I'm going to share with you on that episode about the keto diet. Much of my information is going to come from Dr. Josh Axe, his new book, The Keto Diet. It is mind-blowing, you guys. And a couple closing items of Grizz Biz. Hey, if you don't have Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability monitoring all your devices, dude, you should if you're trying to be a pure, godly man. You know the temptation that's out there. So do I. I have Covenant Eyes monitoring all of my devices. I also have it on my teenagers' devices. You can get the first 30 days of Covenant Eyes completely free when you go to CovenantEyes.com and you sign up. Use the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, GRIZZIN. Number two, we do have an online store. It's called the Grizz Shop. And that is at teespring.com/stores/Grizz. teespring.com/stores/Grizz. We have Narrow Trail and Grizz Tribe t-shirts, hoodies. We also have leggings for women. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
We have a really cool Grizz Tribe coffee mug, and all of the proceeds, everything we make off the sales of this merch, goes to our mission fund, which is going to help House of Hope in Nicaragua. We've already helped finish one home for a graduate of their program, which helps women and children coming out of sex trafficking. And we are building a completely new home for a graduate that it needs to be ready in January. We're almost at our goal. We're raising right around $6,000 to build the whole house for one of these graduates. So the Grizz Shop, check that out. Hey, if you haven't done so, leave us a rating or review on iTunes. That really helps big time with us moving up on the charts to get more exposure, so that more guys can check us out, listen, and hopefully have their lives impacted. If you've never told a friend or maybe the men's ministry leader at your church about the Grizz Podcast, give us a shout out, man. Tell them, hey, check out the Grizz Podcast. And lastly, if the Grizz Podcast is really helping you to step up and man up, then consider becoming a monthly supporter. You can do that at narrowtrail.com/give, narrowtrail.com/give. That's it. I'm out. Word to your mother.